Good morning and welcome to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. It's Wednesday. We're in Acts chapter 13 this morning. Acts chapter 13, beginning in verse 13, Paul and Barnabas at Antioch in Pisidia. Now, Paul and his companions set sail from Paphos and came to Perga and Pamphylia. And John left them and returned to Jerusalem. That's John the Apostle, by the way. But they went on from Perga and came to Antioch in Pisidia. And on the Sabbath day, they went into the synagogue and sat down. Remember yesterday, that was their normal routine. Go into the Sabbath, go into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, sit down, worship, have a conversation with the Jews about the resurrected Jesus. And after the reading from the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent a message to them saying, "Brothers, if you have any word of encouragement for the people, say it." So Paul stood up and, motioning with his hand, said, this is interesting to me, if I could just pause right here for a second. The rulers of the synagogue sent word to Paul and Barnabas. Now, do they know what they're about to get? I hope so. Word obviously has spread about Paul and Barnabas, and they're speaking in different places in synagogues, and so there's a desire to hear from what they have to say. Remember, this happens to Jesus in Luke chapter 4. He goes in the synagogue, and they come, and they ask him on the Sabbath day of the synagogue, "Hey, listen, do you want to speak?" He reads from the scroll of Isaiah, and then says, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And so this is a practice, apparently, where they wanted to invite guest speakers, well-known people, to offer a word of encouragement. And so they sent word to Paul and Barnabas. I don't know if they knew what they were getting, but certainly they got probably more than they wanted. So Paul stands up, motions with his hand, and says, "Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. The God of this people, Israel, chose our fathers and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt. And with uplifted arm, he led them out of it. And for about 40 years, he put up with them in the wilderness. And after destroying seven nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance. All this took place about 450 years. And after that, he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, of whom he testified and said, 'I have found in David, the son of Jesse, a man yet after my own heart, who will do all my will.' Of this man's offspring, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he has promised. Before his coming, John had proclaimed a baptism of repentance for all people of Israel. And John was finishing his course. He said, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. No, but behold, after me one is coming, the sandals of whose feet I am not worthy to untie.'" Let me pause right there and probably finish out the rest of the podcast this morning. Notice that when Paul stands up, he opens the door to speaking of the history of Israel. The first place that he goes to in Israel's history is the Exodus, the story of the Exodus. "The God of this people, Israel, chose our fathers and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt. And with uplifted arm, he led them out of it." Why would he do that? Well, the definitive example of redemption, of freedom, of salvation from in the Old Testament is the story of the Exodus. Now, you remember the people were enslaved in Egypt. They grew to great stability and power, but yet they were enslaved, so their numbers grew greatly. Then Pharaoh wanted to make them make bricks without straw. They cried out to God. He responded to their pleas for deliverance. He brings upon Egypt all these plagues, and the last plague was the plague of the firstborn. The firstborn child was killed. The way they were preserved was by killing the Passover lamb and painting their doorposts and lintels with the lamb's blood. And so when the angel of death came through the land of Egypt, it passed over those houses that were marked by the blood of the lamb. And then they were sent on their way, and he miraculously parted the Red Sea, and they crossed over into the wilderness on their journey to the Promised Land. That whole story of 450 years is the story of deliverance and the precursor to the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. And so Paul is reminding the people of the redemption and deliverance of God in their history. But it's also the point of identification. They are the descendants of Abraham, but the Israelite nation really got its founding in the story of the Exodus, that crisis point where they came together and identified with one another. And so their history, it was a history of redemption through the Exodus. And Paul is reminding them that Jesus is the Messiah who is going to deliver them through faith in his name, through the shedding of his own blood. And so Paul is setting them up for what we'll look at tomorrow, for the point of recognizing Jesus as the Messiah. Now, that's a lot to the history of the Old Testament and to the Bible, but I think it's important for us to understand that the Exodus was the precursor of the great deliverance that comes in Jesus Christ. It is the Old Testament version of the redemption that we find in Christ. Christ is the fulfillment of the promises, and for that we give God praise. You guys have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.